Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke! Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Luke. Brian is off programming and improving all of the wonderful stations that you are hearing my voice on right now. Here in Madison, Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM. In Waukesha, on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM. In Wausau, Wisconsin, on Bull Falls Radio, that's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM. And in Wisconsin Rapids, on locally grown radio, that's 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. And folks, the phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, but something we are monitoring. I'm going to get into some more Wisconsin headlines, but up first, this afternoon, he was scheduled to speak at 2:30 Eastern Time, but he has just taken the podium in Washington, D.C. Attorney General Merrick Garland is giving a press conference on what I believe is going to give us some more details about the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago earlier this week. So, Evan, if you could so kindly take us over to what the Attorney General is briefing the public on.
Yeah, basically saying that I got rules to follow. I can't be telling you guys what this investigation is about. That's what he's saying right now.
All right, perfect. Let's go and hear the man live if we can.
Okay, sure.
Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you. Thank you all for your questions. But as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
Wow. Yeah, he gone.
All right. So that was actually a pretty brief and not even taking questions. That it was Attorney General Merrick Garland essentially just briefing the crowd, briefing the press and the American public, letting everybody know that he is taking this job extremely serious and that he is not going to stand by silently if the integrity of the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice are smeared, saying, I cannot tell you any further because it's an open investigation. So
do we need more of these, right?
I don't think it should be necessary. Typically, this is the thing, Evan, is the standard practice for investigations through the Department of Justice is you do not comment on ongoing investigations. The Comey rule broke that.
Yeah.
Came out 11 days before the 2016 election, then leader of the FBI, and announced that they were reopening the investigation into one of the laptops for a staffer of Hillary Clinton. And it sent the election into chaos at that point. And so typically, that was not typical. That was a breaking of the norms. And Merrick Garland, if we've seen anything over the first 2 years of the Biden administration, is that Merrick Garland is a very judicious, very by-the-book attorney general. And so him believing that it was necessary to come out and
address the public and the press by saying, listen to these few things. I'm not going to comment on this ongoing investigation. We are doing everything by the book, and I will not stand silent while you question.
Yeah.
Even in, some people are saying that the FBI was there to plant evidence.
Yeah.
That is as far as some Republican and conservative pundits are going to try to throw confusion and chaos into what happened in Florida earlier this week.
And on the flip side of that, I mean, things are heating up. The rhetoric is heating up. Threats heating up. Today, an armed suspect tries to breach the FBI headquarters in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Like,
he was shooting.
Yeah.
He had a rifle and he was shooting in Cincinnati at the FBI visitor entrance.
So I kind of see why a man, even as judicious as Mr.
Feeling,
Garland.
I have a feeling that that shooting earlier today is probably what prompted this.
Sure.
But that shooting in Cincinnati today, I have not heard of victims. I believe everything was okay. I don't know.
That's what I've heard.
What
so far,
happened?
Yeah.
I don't have all the details yet for what was going on in Cincinnati earlier today. But that action in Cincinnati was prompted from right-wing talking points being disseminated across airwaves on cable news and pundits saying these unfoundedly that there was malfeasance by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
There's an armed standoff as we speak.
In Cincinnati still.
Yeah. Okay. The suspect is in plain view. Nobody's been hurt yet. The suspect has an undetermined injury of some kind. Yeah.
I had heard that the shooter had been grazed. So that is
wow.
Consistent with what I've heard so far, but I did not know that it was still ongoing. But right-wing rhetoric
trying to throw shade
on this FBI procedure that took place in Florida at Mar-a-Lago, which people have been calling Trump's residence. I think it's also important to point out he has it listed as a hotel for tax purposes. It is his business. He just happens to stay in one of the rooms there.
Remember when that was the scandal of the week, like 3 years ago?
He buried his ex-wife on one of the golf courses for tax benefits.
Not even on our radar. We haven't even joked about that one.
I don't even know how you joke about that. It's just upsetting. Like that is the...
I could see one of the guys making a joke.
Maybe, but Brian would probably have something. Would probably chuckle at it.
But I'm guilty too.
Yeah, but it is depraving for the level. Like, those are not actions of a man that's a billionaire. I'm sorry, it's not. Or a millionaire. Like, if you've got money, you're not burying your dead ex-wife on a golf course to try to get some tax benefits. You are trying to pinch every single penny that you can because that's what this all comes down to. And honestly,
it's true spite. It's truly the worst type.
No. I think he just doesn't have any money and he's trying. It's all a grift.
Okay,
he is a grifter.
Yeah.
He is in it for the grift and he takes advantage of... He buried his ex-wife on his golf course for tax purposes. Like, I cannot stress this enough. That is like the lowest of the low.
And it's honestly
for
like
human
behavior. Haha, so crazy. The picture is kind of upsetting. I mean, to see this.
Yes, I agree.
I know what you mean.
So we go down on this tangent a little bit, but folks, we just wrapped up Merrick Garland speaking in Washington, D.C. at the Department of Justice, pretty much coming out saying that the department is not going to comment. You should not be. He does not want anybody throwing any doubt into the integrity and credibility of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That is where he is drawing the line, that he does not want to hear rumors or conspiracy theories that this was a false flag or planted evidence of the former president in Mar-a-Lago. Merrick Garland addressing the crowd. We'll get some of those sound bites for future shows, I believe, as well throughout the day. But that is what is going on at the U.S. Department of Justice today. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I've got no Brian today. He is off improving our signals, but I got Evan on the board and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. At the bottom of the hour, I will be joined by Matt Rothschild of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. So going to have Matt on the show. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of the elections, what's going on. Sounds like Speaker Voss was already walking back some of the statements that he had made on election night and the following morning.
Oh, man.
Leading some to believe that maybe the Gableman charade would be coming to an end, but he's walking those back.
So I was hoping for an acrimonious split. Front page, you know, just in the...
Honestly, that's what he was riding so high. Like, yeah. I don't think he should have been. Like, it was not right.
Oh, no, he
so.
Should not have stepped in front of a camera that
it
night.
He eked out. He spent almost... The experts are saying that he spent almost $500,000 to protect his seat in that primary contest by Adam Steinstein, whatever it is. And so the Speaker of the Assembly, the most powerful elected Republican in the state of Wisconsin, had to spend $500,000 to fight off a primary challenger that he only eked out a victory by like 250, 260 votes.
He was trailing for like a good chunk of the night.
He was. Yeah, I'm sure he was sweating. And he got out the bottles of champagne afterwards. He was celebrating, popping champagne, just spraying it everywhere and laughing it up. But I think that right then was when he should have just fired Gableman. He was riding high. He called him an embarrassment to the state. He had a lot of fiery words for the special counsel that has been hired by Voss and the Assembly Republicans. We have to wait until next Tuesday for a caucus hearing. We're going to talk to Matt Rothschild a little bit more about that. But before we get to that point, I want to talk about a developing update today over at Wisconsin Public Radio. We got the headline, Milwaukee site selected to replace troubled Lincoln Hills youth prison. So we're going to be diving into that story a little bit more coming up in this next segment, as well as taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. You're listening on Devil Radio, 92.7 in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, that's 98.9 FM, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM. So we got some Wisconsin headlines we're going to get into, deciphering the Merrick Garland news and more. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can follow the show on Twitter, @DuelingTangents, and we'll be right back after a quick break.